Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. You may think you know the stories of Mother Goose Inside Out, but St. Louisan Tamara Dodd, better known as Bates, has put a spin on them you probably haven't imagined or knew you needed until now. The longtime hip-hop artist and music producer's new album is titled The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose. It blends heartbreak, horror, and dark, moody beats to turn those familiar nursery rhymes into a project that's vulnerable and playful. It's an EP you'll want to hear with the lights off and on. And Bates joins us in studio to talk about it. Bates, welcome back to St. Louis on the Air.
Hello, Elaine. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So, Bates, you've been creating music for over a decade now. What does The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose mark in your career or your musical evolution through today?
I think this is one of the projects, well, this is the project that defines the kind of music that I actually hear in my head, you know, the music that I want to make. Not only was it one of my sitting back creative type of vibes, you know, where kind of might get something random from me, very well thought out project, but also my opportunity to show people that I'm not just a rapper who writes like rap lyrics. I really am a music fanatic, and I'm really interested in the production side of the music, probably more so. And I'm not here to prove myself as a lyricist anymore. Mm. You know, how hip hop can be very competitive, you know. And I'm just a songwriter, songwriter and performer, and that's what I want to be labeled as.
And you said that you are kind of done now proving that you are a lyricist. Are there, though, from past albums, things that you were, you know, hearing in your head that are also present in this album, things that sort of tie the past to this present album?
Absolutely. I think this is a full circle album from anyone who's listened to my previous projects. This is when you get to see the growth. And I didn't lose pieces of me, you know. So when you hear albums like For Color Folk or Strange Woman or My Homies Is Dying, all that fierceness and that the street gritty side, that fearlessness is still there. It's just that I don't have to use the reason why. It's not like I have to prove it anymore, you know. That fearlessness and stuff didn't come from competitiveness. That's literally part of my character. Mm-hmm. So it's good that people get to see that now.
Several of the song titles on this latest album, which again is titled The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose, are twists mm-hmm. on traditional nursery rhymes. And we're going to be listening to those tracks in just a few moments. You'd mentioned concept, and it's pretty clear that there is one with this EP, even with the background you've just provided, or even without it. Did you set out to do that, or did it just come to be in your creative process?
I think that, so I'm a good horror flick buff, you know, so, you know, I love a psychological thriller horror flick, and I'm very into the visual aspect of what creeps people out or what is like, whoa, type of visual, even with the cover art done by Damon Davis, mm-hmm. you know. So when 3D, I had a dream after a scary movie I was watching. I fell asleep on a scary movie called Jack and Jill.
Oh, okay.
And I woke up and was like, had the epiphany, like, you know what, it would be really cool. So I started looking up Mother Goose titles to see how far I could actually take it, you know, what kind of twists I can apply. And by the time I got like three different titles in and I read the actual poems behind the rhymes behind the poems, I'm like, oh, okay, this is a little dark in itself, you know, if you look at the historical elements of the Mother Goose rhymes. Mm-hmm. And that kind of like created the excitement. So it was like, oh, well, now I have an idea, you know, how about I just, you know, shift myself into another direction, and I hit 3D up and let them know. So that's how you get songs like Lil Lamb, you know, coming out of that. That was the first one that he made specifically for the album.
And maybe to tie two things together, we talked with you a couple months ago, and at that time, we had learned where Bates, your artist name, comes from. Mm-hmm. Remind us again the origin of that and how it's related to this current project.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with me and this horror film thing. You know, it's a thing. But originally Bates was Norma Bates, and it was, I named myself during a time where creepy, scary names were actually cool, you know, to have. So, but the Bates ended up being solely Bates because my friends and my colleagues were calling me just Bates for short. So people think it's a street on the south side or something like that, or highway exit, you know, you know, or maybe they think it's my last name, but it's actually from the drop of Norma Bates. And me going with Bates for my career, making it a career decision, was, it was beneficial for me as a woman in hip hop to not be identified by Miss Bates or Miss Lyrical, you know, so like, so that guys would take me more serious and give me an opportunity to get on a stage.
Mm-hmm. So that tie that I mentioned, is that part of the reason you felt like you needed to prove yourself because you were in like a male-dominated genre?
I think that in hip-hop, it's already inherently a competitive sport. So I don't think that it was because of it being a male-dominated genre. I think it's more so me proving myself as a rapper in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't really have the complex of being a woman when I first started, you know. I started to learn through my experiences. That's when it started being like, oh, okay, I might need to market myself a different way in order to break through.
Mm-hmm. So it was the market rather than what you were feeling yourself.
Yeah, it wasn't really contention with male artists.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to the music of The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose. This is Lil Lamb.
Never ask for no favors, ain't owing you late. Ain't selling my freedom to slave. Never been lynched, your gig. The set was by Sura, I promise you ain't no more slave. We heard the track you was playing. Ain't catch out the words you was saying. That circle around you ain't say you was. Your lack of engagement is contagious. What y'all do for clout is outrageous. Amazing these blatant complacence. How well I can fake it. The fall off of fortunes and famous is craziness. Showing your face is courageous. Cause under that makeup and facial, there's anger and spaces. No angle can make a replace with a halo. No angel, no saints. When the lights off the blood, our faces is too many layers. Footsteps of the David sis. None of them have been lazy sis. Toy made of them crazy hits. Certainly ain't no maybes. Blood, sweat, and displaced intent. Built all of these cadences. Vanity of all vanities. Drank the terms of convaciousness. Yesterday is tomorrow. But today we gon' follow. Pay the bank back the car note. In the present you hollow. So we need all them follows. Yesterday is tomorrow. So today we gon' follow. Godspeed till it's all gone.
Mary had a little lamb. She thinks we don't give a damn. She calls them her little fam.
That was Lil Lamb from Bates' latest album, The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose. The horns in the background of this has sort of the old big band jazzed feel. And then there's a storytelling element, goes from start to end. It is definitely tied to Mary Had a Little Lamb,
yeah.
Nursery rhyme. And that originated in 1830 in Massachusetts, a long time away and some distance from where we are right now. Bates, what is your 2025 version of Lil Lamb about?
Okay. So it's about the follower mentality in social media and things that no one actually being individuals, you know, so... and from both sides, though, from the followers' perspective and also from the person who's trying to gather all these followers from and doing things that aren't necessarily might be morally not might not fit with your actual moral compass, might cause some sort of like cognitive dissonance in your own beliefs, your own belief system. So like but yeah, it's about the follower culture.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear the word basura in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Trash.
Trash. Yes, that's very apropos. Let's hear another song from your album. This is Ashes, Ashes, Abandoned Buildings.
We may be affected, yeah. Hey, the cause. Can't even separate the two. It's ours. I'm so empty inside. I don't see an empty you. All these lies they've been feeding us is true. Oh, Lord, outside you don't see. Crying that they see the anger hiding in our eyes. They ignore it. Don't explore it. Ain't nobody here surprised. Devastation unexplained. It's an anger undescribed. We ain't got a pot to then why nobody cursed for Christ. We abandoned feeling. Yeah. Oh, Lord, we ain't even feeling. Oh, Lord, we ain't had a reason to be humble. We lost all the times that we begged them not to take it from
you
us.
You can see them
if you want to corner on the north side. You can see the children playing in them on the west side. Lord,
That was Ashes, Ashes, Abandoned Buildings, from Bates' latest album, The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose. Bates, this is the first song that like really stood out to me as I was listening to it here in St. Louis. It sounds like you're comparing abandoned buildings to people. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That is correct. You're the first person to actually just call that out loud.
Okay.
You know.
Well, and props to Maya Norfleet, because we've also talked about this. Why is this a song that you want to push out?
Yeah. What's crazy is I wrote this song before. Like, it's probably one of the oldest songs as far as how long it's been. It's the eldest of the songs for the album. I wrote it before the unfortunate tornado, the disaster that happened on the north side and the west side of St. Louis. And it had been kind of just sitting in the edit bay until I was satisfied with the way it actually sounded, you know. But the personification is definitely one of the things that I leaned into. So it came from me just taking a drive and seeing abandoned buildings, and I'm listening to the beat, and I'm like, oh, abandoned buildings, you know? And that's literally an organic way that it just came about, came right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. When you rap, all these lies they've been feeding us is true. What does that mean?
All these lies they've been feeding us is truth. So the line before that I say, oh, Lord, they don't see the difference. So these are people who don't know their self-worth, not understanding that your position or your value and within this ecosystem or this social system, you know. So, like, just looking at how my colleagues and my friends don't really sometimes people just don't have the nurturing that they would need. And I think that people telling you that you are supposed to be one specific way, you know, mm-hmm. or telling you that you're not good enough or whatever it is, anything that's causing you to feel empty inside, where you're trying to fulfill something that doesn't really, that you'll never attain.
And the illusion here, you know, Ashes to Ashes is one of two songs on your album where the title is at least, you know, a reference to Ring Around the Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's popularly associated with the Black Plague, mm-hmm. with disease, with pestilence and death.
Mm-hmm.
And Ring Around the Rosé features St. Louis hip-hop icon Ebony Eyes. And we played this a couple months ago as one of our picks. What is it about Ring Around the Rosie, that nursery rhyme, and its association with disease and death that sparked your imagination?
Well, Ashes, Ashes plays more into, like, I named it Abandoned Buildings first, and then I added it, I flipped it into Ashes, Ashes.
I see. Okay.
But Ring Around the Rosé, I took the darkness out of it, mm-hmm. you know? So, mind you, it's a chameleon. Your hand holding hands is chameleon, which means you have more than one person there. So I figured it was a good vibe for the club environment, the party environment, the sense of community, of having a lot of people around, but things are still destructive around you. You know, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, this is escapism. So if you listen to my verse on Ring Around the Rosé, I'm talking about I actually have a real life outside of this, you know, and this is what I'm doing. And this culture of partying now is not really for me. And both Ebony Eyes and myself were both in our golden era of, like, you know, being legends, icons, while also being relevant. So it's kind of like us saying to the world, like, yeah, we can still get down, you know?
Right.
But it's still like, but we have to be adults at the end of the day. The dark side of being grown is that you actually have to be an adult. Mm-hmm. You know?
We need to take a quick break, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation with St. Louis hip hop artist and music producer Bates. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation with Bates, a St. Louis hip-hop artist and music producer. And we're going to do this with a little bit of music from her latest album. This is Georgia Porgia, a track from The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose.
Yeah. One finger in the air, if you feel me. Two fingers to the sky for the willing. Been in love by yourself, feeling love is a threat. It's a long way back when you're healing. Made a crack in my mask, see the real me. Baby, you ain't gotta ask what the dilly. I was on by none, I was good by myself. Look how many took a shot and didn't get me. I don't love like the rest, she ain't know though. So my love could reflect through a photo. Now I'm sitting here a mess, trying not to be pressed. But the pain manifests when I'm solo. This ain't what was expected, nor what I'll accept. You moved on to the next, wasn't that deep. You ain't feel what I felt, guess I earned every debt. Cause I didn't wanna believe what I've been seeing. Got me like, why, oh, why, oh, why? Did I even try to find a wife? Yo, you don't even love me like you said. Yo, why is this just a waste of time? Got me like, why, did I even try to find a wife? Yo, you don't even love me like you said. Yo, why is this just a waste of time? Yeah.
Could've been in this for real, but you different, girl. In the beginning was winning, how we get here, girl? Baby, those feelings weren't real, why did we get lost? Falling in love comes with a cost.
That was Georgia Porgia from The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose, the latest album from Bates. This song is obviously about heartbreak of a very particular kind because it's from the perspective of someone who wasn't even looking for love in the first place. And this track lays some stuff bare. That line, falling in love comes with a cost, is an example of that. Tell us more about Georgia Porgia, Bates.
This is like one of my favorite songs I've ever written. Because it's so much like the music that I love to listen to. I am a really big R&B fan, even though I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm a huge R&B fan. I'm listening to R&B way more than hip-hop, like probably 90 to 10.
Mm.
And I had talked to Click Clack. Mind you, Click Clack's my best friend, too. So God bless me with a really, really dope individual who's really great at textures. A lot of the album, when you hear those harmonies, that's his expertise. And even the piano solo on this song
mm-hmm.
is also him.
Oh.
So the harmonies, the singer, the textures. But he shot me the idea. He's like, we could write a song about heartbreak, la da da da. And I'm like, okay, I was like, well, let me get you, we're going to check out get a beat for it, you know. So working with him, he wrote a rap verse. I wasn't really expecting him to write a rap verse. I'm asking you to sing. Right. So it changed the angle that I would take it. But the fun thing about this song was I was listening to the beat. I was addicted to the beat for like weeks of me listening to the beat and not really having words yet. And so I was in the middle of going to link up with these guys, Teamwood Films. And and I'm singing. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool and all, but if I take it up another octave, I was kind of playing around with the octave. So I know, since he's my best friend, that he can get up that high.
Right.
So, but nobody else around really knows how capable his voice is, you know. So when I sang it to him in response, his eyes bucked out his head real quick. Like, hey, what you tricking? I say, man, you can do that. All you gotta do, let's practice a little bit. I swear, in about 30 minutes, we had the whole song written.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is from a perspective of someone who's had the heartbreak. Like, damn, I didn't even ask for that, you know? But, yeah, it was one of my favorite records. He played the keyboard while I was writing my verse in my house, and then we went to the studio the next morning.
Wow.
Done.
So his eyes were doing a little bit of the horror at first.
Yeah,
and then,
I spooked him a little bit, you know? But that's my best friend. I love him dearly. He's so talented.
And this
so
is Click Clack.
That's Click Clack. Mm-hmm. So talented.
Bates, The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose is your first album since 2021, so there's been a little bit of time. And you mentioned the name of that album a little bit earlier, and that was the EP My Homies Is Dying. You are an independent artist. You handle every step of your art production and the promotion of the final product. What happened during those years between these albums?
So I wrote the My Homies Is Dying before COVID. And then so My Homies Is Dying didn't have a release party and stuff like that because I had to drop it. And my struggle was really getting the cover art done, which was done by Hayden Molinaro, for the project and being able to have some money. I lost 5 streams of income when COVID, all at once when COVID hit. You know, I was working 2 jobs and then I had 3 different side hustles, for music-based side hustles. So since no one could be in the same room, you know, I spent a lot of time hoping that things would move a lot faster. I think that in 2021, late 2021, I was like, well, if I'm not getting ready to be on stage and stuff like that, then I need to go back to school. So I finished my music degree. And that's what I used that time to do. And then the next thing you know, I'm at Sophie's. And it's like I'm hearing everybody, and it's like I just wasn't really inspired until I fell asleep on a movie.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I wasn't inspired. I just felt like I was doing the same thing everybody else was doing. And I'm an Aquarius. You got to switch it up a little bit, you know.
I relate to that as well.
Yeah.
So you've already mentioned the names of so many people, artists, creators of all different kinds here in St. Louis. And The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose, it features all of these folks. There are rappers like Tef Poe, Ebony mm-hmm. Eyes. There are singers, Valencia Rush and Elena Lovely. And you work with fellow music producers as well. Matthew Sawicki is one. He was here on the show recently. And seeing so many names included in this album, as well as past albums, sort of brings up the saying, iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. How does collaborating with fellow St. Louis artists, how does that shape you or sharpen you?
First of all, St. Louis is the best at everything that we do. I'm going to big up St. Louis because I'm part of the fabric, but I'm in the middle of an amazing community of musicians, creatives, artists, people, period, you know. And I feel like that what we do in St. Louis, if it had a national or international exposure, that we would easily always be at the top of everybody's list.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're that good. And I think that me working with people like Matthew Sawicki, he's been my engineer for years, over a decade now. That's who's been recording my music, and he's playing guitar on my stuff. He DJs on the Ebony Eyes joint. He's the person scratching on the ones and twos in the background.
Oh, sure, okay.
You know, and people like Click Clack. I feel like me seeing this, honestly, is what my goal is, to become like music producer, as not the beat maker, but the person who produces the actual product. Where I say, okay, well, these three vocalists will sound good on this particular song. This is the angle that I'm going from this point on.
Mm-hmm.
After this album, that's my next goal.
Oh, okay.
It's to start this collaborative of artists. And this was my opportunity to prove that complete strangers could work together.
You mentioned that this album and what you were doing with the promotion part of it is part of that bigger picture of what you want to do next. Where do you want this album to go?
I am looking towards the popularity of the Grammys. So I know that we can't get it 2026 because it's already past deadline. But with a little bit of education, I know that I can shoot for 2027. So I'm keeping this album fresh. It won't be like, oh, drop, like, you know how it's dropping and it's over. For me, it's like this is an ongoing campaign. And by the time to know so many artists, like when they first drop something, like especially an indie artist, when an indie artist first drops something, further down the line, sometimes people don't hear it for a year or so after, and then they pick it up. I feel like this album is great enough, the songs on it are great enough to have longevity across more than 1 year, so that would be my focus moving forward.
Bates is a St. Louis native, hip-hop artist, and music producer. Her new album is titled The Terrible Tales of Mother Goose. Bates, thank you for joining us today, and congrats on this banger of an album.
Thank you.
This episode was produced and edited by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.